prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Call to Decision. I am Dr. Ron in for Pastor Butch tonight, and we are with you live. Thank you so much for joining us. If you have any questions following the show or from 8 o'clock till 5, Mountain Time, each day, feel free to give us a call. And the number is 406-822-7776 or 406-274-7579. In fact, use the second number, 406-274-7579. Thank you so much. Now, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to be giving you some wonderful, wonderful examples of some super-duper things that have happened. Several years ago, a medical doctor who was a member of the Interplast team, which is a team of medical doctors who travel all over the world giving needed surgeries to people who otherwise would never get them, was making his way through the jungle in Central America and when on his way into a village to give surgeries when one of his native guides was cutting back some of his vines with his machete so the troop could get through the jungle, swung and missed, and in one stroke he cut his arm to the bone. There was a man in that group that had Bacteria Buster with him. He stepped forward and poured that into the wound, and when the doctor saw how quickly the wound healed with no infection in jungle conditions, he asked, "Can I have some of that to take home to my office when I go home?" Years later, a woman came into the surgeon's office and told him her story. She'd been in the hospital for several days with a massive infection in her foot. The wound extended from her big toe to the base of her ankle. The doctor treating her in the hospital had diagnosed the infection as MRSA, M-R-S-A, which stands for methicillin-resistant staph aureus. And methicillin-resistant staph aureus is a resistant form of staphylococcus aureus, which kills thousands and thousands and thousands of people a year in this country. The doctors had given her multiple antibiotics for several days, even vancomycin, which sometimes works against MRSA, but nothing worked to help against the lady's infection, so the doctors made plans to cut off her leg at the knee. When the lady was told what the doctor was going to do, she checked herself out of the hospital. She told the doctors, "My God has sent me to this earth with two legs. He will help me find a way to save my leg." The lady told the inner plastic surgeon her story and begged him, "Please, isn't there something that you can do so that they don't cut off my leg?" The inner plastic surgeon put her back in the hospital and gave the doctors and nurses instructions of how to put bacteria buster on the infection, topical infection, put the bacteria buster right topically on the wound. And from that moment, the foot began to heal. I didn't even know what was happening until the surgeon phoned me one day and said, "Ron, I need some more of your stuff. And by the way, you need to come and meet this woman and see what's happening to her foot. It's the most remarkable thing I've seen in all my years of practice." Long story short, the doctor saved her life and her leg using only bacteria buster by topical application to take out this infection that had not responded to any antibiotics. Praise the Lord. If you have any questions about anything you hear tonight, please feel free to give us a call. Mountain Time, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the number 406-5274-7579. That's 274-7579. An independent laboratory in California pulled the flesh-eating bacteria, which is beta-hemolytic strep A, that's the one they call the flesh-eating bacteria. Again, that's beta-hemolytic strep, Streptococcus A, and methicillin-resistant Staph aureus out of their own inventories who got them both growing really well on slides. Then they drops a bacteria buster on them. Wherever the bacteria buster hit, it gave 100% kill and also created zones that those deadly bacteria could not grow back into. The owner of the laboratory phoned me before we ever mailed the results in hard copy. He told me if I ever went public with my company, please to let him know because he would definitely want to buy stock. One day, a rancher in eastern Montana phoned me. He told me he had been walking down the alley between his chicken run and his barn at 4:30 in the afternoon when his 10-year-old blue heeler was on one side of him and his 1-year-old heeler was on the other side, and he did not see the coiled rattlesnake in his path, but his dogs did. The blue heeler ran out in front of him, grabbed the snake in her mouth, and shook it, trying to kill it. She was bitten by the snake on both sides of her face, and she dropped the snake in pain. Immediately, the young dog grabbed the snake and tried to kill it and was bitten multiple times and also dropped the snake. By then, the rancher had grabbed a shovel and killed the snake. But here he was with two snake-bitten dogs at 4:30 in the afternoon. He quickly phoned two different vets trying to get help for his dogs. Both vets told him the same story. Antivenom is expensive, it goes out of date, and neither one of them had any antivenom in their law offices because they couldn't afford to keep buying the antivenom and then have it go out of date and lose it. So the vets told him he might as well forget about the 10-year-old dog. There was no way he would survive, she would survive, but the younger dog would be extremely sick for days, but there was a chance that she would survive. So the rancher did not know what to do, but he was prompted to massage bacteria buster into the snake bites of the older dog. When he went to bed that night, the dog was near death. He laid the dog on the floor next to his bed, and he figured the dog would die during the night. At 5 a.m. the next morning, when the rancher woke up, he flipped on the light, and immediately the dog jumped up and was ready to go to work. The doctor examined the dog in amazement. The swelling that had been on both sides of the dog's face from the snake bites was completely gone. The dog was strong and full of energy, and not sick at all anymore. It appeared that somehow the bacteria buster had neutralized the rattlesnake venom. I can't promise this is what happened, but it certainly appears that what happened. I related this story a little bit later this year on the Pastor Butch show, in fact, when I was substituting for Pastor Butch. And about 3 weeks later, I got a phone call from a man in Central Michigan. He told me that his dog had been extremely sick. He took his dog to the vet. The vet examined the dog and found where a rattlesnake fangs had gone in just above the dog's eye. The man remembered what he heard related on the Pastor Butch show, that broadcast. So he took the dog home and massaged Bacteria Buster right into the snake bite. It was the next day when he phoned me and told me his story. He told me the dog was completely well, and he ordered 10 bottles of Bacteria Buster on the spot. Praise the Lord. If you have any questions about anything you hear tonight, feel free to give us a call tomorrow between 9 and 5 Mountain Time. And our phone number is 406-274-7579. That's 406-274-7579. A while back, a clerk at the local post office showed me her arm that had been stung by a yellow jacket. The red, angry swelling extended up to 10 inches long and was about 3.5 inches wide. She told me the last time she was stung by a yellow jacket, she was in misery for 3 weeks, and that her current sting result appeared to be even worse than the last one. I brought her a Bacteria Buster and herbal chest and sinus to strengthen against allergic reaction. I went to the post office the next day, and she showed me her arm. The swelling and pain were completely gone. She was very happy with the pleasant results, and she had saturated sterile gauze with Bacteria Buster and placed that right against the sting and wrapped that right against the wound. And praise the Lord, those were the results she had. Okay, tonight we want to talk about not only Bacteria Buster, but also about American Indian tea. American Indian tea is made from an herb that grows naturally in the forest of northwestern Montana. And what we do is we harvest that and dry it, and it is able to be made into a tea. And that tea does absolute miracles for strengthening the immune system. Praise the Lord. So, a man called me one day and told me his eye was infected and asked if he could put Bacteria Buster in his eye. Oh, I told him, no, I wouldn't advise you to do that. But if what you can do, if you want, is put a little Bacteria Buster on a Q-tip and then just touch the top of the eyelid with the Q-tip. He phoned me 2 days later and told me that he had put Bacteria Buster on a Q-tip, had touched the top of his eyelid, and it was only 2 days later and his eye infection was completely gone. Years back, a lady phoned me to order Bacteria Buster. She told me that her son had been diagnosed with MRSA. MRSA, M-R-S-A, MRSA, stands for Methicillin-Resistant Staphylococcus aureus, which is killing, even years ago, more than 50,000 people a year in the United States alone. So he had sores on his body, which had not improved after weeks of antibiotic treatment prescribed by his medical doctor. No improvement was made. So, again, the doctor ordered further testing and discovered that the infection was indeed MRSA, and that the MRSA was also in the man's blood. So, what we were experiencing. Okay, the American Indian tea, want to talk more about that. What that does is it strengthens the immune system tremendously, absolutely tremendously, so that our own immune system can fight against whatever infection is in our body. So the American Indian tea is something I would recommend that people have on hand, and you can get it by phoning our phone number between the 9 and 5 Mountain Time, and it's 406-274-7579. We'll put you directly in touch with the lady who would be in charge at that time of day. That's 406-274-7579. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call tomorrow between 9 and 5, 406-274-7579. A medical doctor years ago from the Midwest called me and explained that he had MRSA growing on his head from the top of one ear, clear up and down to the top of the other ear. So it had grown clear across his head. The doctor explained that medical doctors had diagnosed the infection as MRSA, and that their treatment was not making any progress against the infection. The doctor had heard a bacteria buster. I don't remember where, and he wanted to try it. So I suggested to the doctor that he drink the American Indian tea to elevate the neutrophils in his body to fight it internally, and also strengthen the immune system by which would be killing the infection systemically, while a bacteria buster would be working by killing the bacteria topically where the bacteria buster was placed on the outside of his body. Well, the doctor did both things. In a few days, I received phone calls from southern Canada and throughout the Midwest and all the way over to Pennsylvania. The doctor was having so much success with the bacteria buster in the tea that the medical doctor was directing patients to buy the American Indian and bacteria buster from me to use it, giving phone numbers out so that they could call me directly in order to bacteria bust you American Indian tea. Years ago, I lost two family members to cancer. One was only 35 years old. The other was only 21. I saw them so thick from chemotherapy, they could not eat. And then they lost all their hair from the chemotherapy. I felt extremely helpless. I wanted to help them, but I had been blessed with other gifts from God, bacteria buster and herbal mender. I had nothing to help at that point against systemic infection or cancer. When they both passed away quickly, I began to pray that I would be guided to something that would help against systemic infection and cancer. In less than 2 weeks, I was guided to a Native American who told me his story. He had cancer, which had spread so far through his body, the doctors told him said, well, they sent him home to die. He was told he might have about 2 weeks to live. He went to a tribal medicine man and said to him, I still have four children at home. I don't want to go yet. Is there something I can do? The medicine man told him yes. He was taken out in the wilderness, showed him a botanical, told him to gather this botanical, make a tea out of it, and drink the tea. So he did. In a few days, he stopped bleeding from the intestines. He continued to gather this botanical and make the tea out of it and drink it. Over a period of time, the cancers in his body shrank and finally were gone completely. When I met him, it was several years later, and at that point, he was completely symptom-free of cancer. Spiritually, I knew this was the answer to my prayer. Being a scientist, I had to know how and why. So for several months, I examined people's live blood after they had consumed American Indian tea, before they had consumed it, and then after. In every case, I saw a remarkable increase in the numbers and strengths of a particular T cell called a neutrophil. Neutrophils are polymorphic. They are amoeboid in shape, meaning they can change their shape as they need to do their job. And I believe they're commanded by the Creator to heal the body and have been given the intelligence and ability to do just that. For example, if you were dropped a brick on your foot, within a minute or two, there would be neutrophils from all over your body to your foot to give first aid. And so that's how this works with the neutrophils. So the neutrophils are greatly increased as a result of drinking the American Indian tea. They're produced in tremendous amounts, and that's why the tea does not kill anything directly itself, but what it does is it increases the body's immune system to where the immune system in the body can do it. If you have any questions about anything you hear tonight, please feel free to give us a call tomorrow between 9 and 5 Mountain Time. The number is 406-274-7579. That's 406-274-7579. I'm going to share another interesting testimonial. Dear Dr. Ron, my daughter was bitten by a dog on her arm. The bite became infected. She used Bacteria Buster on the infected dog bite, and within 24 hours, the infection appeared greatly improved. And short days later, was completely cleared up. Our relatives have a dog that was bitten by a rattlesnake. The dog was extremely sick. But with the use of Bacteria Buster on the snake bite, massaging it right into the snake bite, the dog survived. I am almost 82 years old, and I attribute my good health to faithfully drinking American Indian tea. Thank you very much. That was just quoting from a letter that came to me a while back. A man, age 64, had sores on his legs for about 10 years. After about 1 month of drinking the American Indian tea and using Bacteria Buster topically, the sores finally went away. That's only in a month's time? Wow. The man's wife also had an ovarian cyst. Painful. After drinking the American Indian tea, within a period of fairly short period of time, the cyst went away. Again, our phone number, 406-274-7579. 406-274-7579. I want to talk now about the American Indian tea. American Indian tea is something we make from a botanical which grows wild here in Montana. And we harvest the botanical, dry it, and then we make American Indian tea out of it. And when I say we make American Indian tea, we make the material all dried out and cut up in small pieces so that when you order it from us and you receive it, small pieces of American Indian tea, what you simply do is follow the directions and make it, following the directions, and then you have the American Indian tea that you can consume after following those directions. Again, we're very happy to have you as a result of the Dr. Ron Show, and want to thank you again for joining us. Okay. We have another thing to share with you. Medical doctor traveling through the jungles of Central America to give needed surgeries to people who otherwise would never get them, was making way through the jungle in Central America one day when one of his native guides was cutting back the vines so he could get through, cutting back the vines with a machete, and he swung and missed, and in one stroke he cut his arm to the bone. There was a man in that group that had bacteria buster with him. He stepped forward, poured bacteria buster into the wound, and with that alone, was all that was done, and so the man was able to carry on his journey, and the infection was quickly taken care of with the bacteria buster. We call it bacteria buster because under the high-power dark field microscope, when bacteria buster comes in contact with bacteria, bang, the outer membranes of the bacteria are immediately broken, and the bacteria is toast that quickly. It is killed immediately when the outer membranes are broken
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Up your sword and shield. Get on the
battlefield. Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Is this over? Okay, welcome back, listeners. Thanks again for joining us tonight. This is Dr. Ron again. And we're talking about Bacteria Buster before. And I want to share an incident we had with Bacteria Buster. We had a man that had sores on him, and he told me that using the Bacteria Buster, within 3 weeks, all of those sores were completely healed up and gone. I asked him 2 years later if those those were cutaneous anthrax sores. I asked him 2 years later, if those anthrax sores had come back, he said, no, this is the first time that they have not come back. I asked him, were you taking any antibiotics at the same time you were putting Bacteria Buster on those sores? He told me that he was not. He used only Bacteria Buster topically and was taking or using nothing else. An independent laboratory in California pulled the flesh-eating bacteria, which is beta-hemolytic strep A, and MRSA, methicillin resistant staph aureus, out of their own inventories, got them growing really good, and then dropped drops of Bacteria Buster on them. And they reported to me that wherever the Bacteria Buster hit, it gave a 100% kill of both of those deadly organisms. The Bacteria Buster killed not only the flesh-eating bacteria, but also methicillin-resistant staph. Killed them, 100% kill just on contact, and also created a zone on the plate that the bacteria could not grow back into. So, praise the Lord. So, continuing on, again, thank you for joining us tonight. This is Dr. Ron. One day a man came to my office with sores from his neck to his ankles. He explained that he'd been in special forces in Iraq in a Desert Storm, and he'd received the anthrax shot. He'd also blown up many of Saddam Hussein's bunkers and began to develop sores on his body while he was in Iraq. The military doctors there in Iraq diagnosed the sores as cutaneous anthrax and sent him stateside to a VA hospital in Texas for treatment. He received multiple antibiotics for several weeks. The sores finally went away, and then he was discharged from the hospital. After a period of time, the sores began to appear again and increased until basically he had those those sores from his neck to his ankles. In some places, they were practically contiguous. He told me that he tried colloidal silver. He tried tea tree oil. He told me that some of these things helped to some degree, but the sores always came back. He asked if I had anything that would help. I told him that I couldn't promise, but I handed him a bottle of bacteria buster and said, you put this topically on those sores once a day, and you tell me what happens. Long story short, within about 3 weeks, all the sores were completely healed up and gone. I called him 2 years later and asked him if the anthrax sores had come back. He told me, no, this is the first time they have not come back. I asked him, were you using any antibiotics at the same time you were putting bacteria buster on those sores? He told me he was not. He was using the bacteria buster alone and nothing else. An independent laboratory in California pulled the fleshy D bacteria, which is beta hemolytic strep A and MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph aureus, out of their own inventories, got them growing really good, and then dropped drops of bacteria buster on them. Wherever they reported that wherever the bacteria buster hit, it gave a 100% kill of those deadly organisms and also created a zone that the MRSA and the flesh eating bacteria could not grow back into. The owner of the laboratory phoned me before he ever mailed the results to me in hard copy. He told me that if I ever went public with my company, to please let him know because he would definitely want to buy stock. Years ago, a rancher in eastern Montana phoned me. He told me he'd been walking down the alley between his chicken run and his barn at 4:30 in the afternoon with his 10-year-old blue heeler on one side of him and a 1-year-old blue heeler on the other side. He did not see the coiled rattlesnake in his path, but his dogs did. The blue heeler ran out in front of him, grabbed the snake in her mouth, shook it, trying to kill it, and she was bitten by the snake on both sides of her face, and she dropped the snake in pain. Immediately, the young dog ran out and grabbed the snake and tried to kill it and was bitten multiple times, also dropped the snake in pain. But the rancher had grabbed a shovel at this point, and he killed the snake with a shovel. But here he was with two snake-bitten dogs at 4:30 in the afternoon, and he quickly phoned two different vets trying to get help for his dogs. Both vets told him the same story. The anti-venom is extremely expensive. It's dated. It goes out of date. And then they have to eat the cost if they haven't used it by then. So the vet had, neither vet had any anti-venom. The vets told him he might as well forget about the 10-year-old dog. There's no way she would survive, but the younger dog would be extremely sick for days, and there was a chance she would survive. The rancher did not know what to do, but he was prompted to get his bacteria buster and massage it directly right into the snake bites, which he did. And when he went to bed that night, his dog was near death. He laid the dog on the floor near his bed and figured that she would die during the night. At 5 a.m. the next morning, when the rancher woke up, turned on the light, and immediately his dog jumped up and was ready to go to work. The rancher examined the dog in amazement. The swelling that had been on both sides of the dog's face from the snake bite was completely gone. The dog was strong and full of energy and not sick at all anymore. It appeared that somehow the bacteria buster had somehow neutralized the rattlesnake venom. Now, I'm not telling people this out all over the place that they should try the bacteria buster for rattlesnake venom, but I am sharing this with you that this is what actually happened. And somehow it appears that somehow the bacteria buster may have reduced or neutralized, the rattlesnake venom. I related this story on the Pastor Butch show because I was substituting for Pastor Butch. Years ago, I got a phone call from a man in Central Michigan. He told me that his dog had become extremely sick. He took his dog to the vet. The vet examined him and found where the rattlesnake fangs had gone into the dog just above the dog's eye. And the man remembered that his, what he'd heard on one of the broadcasts on Pastor Butch, and he took the dog home and he massaged Bacteria Buster right into the snake bite. And the next day he phoned me and he told me his story. He told me this dog was completely well, and he ordered 10 bottles of Bacteria Buster. Praise the Lord. A while back, a man called me, told me his eye was infected, and asked if he could put Bacteria Buster in that eye. I told him no. But what you can do, if you want, is put a little Bacteria Buster on a Q-tip and then just touch the top of the eyelid with the Q-tip. He phoned me back two days later and told me he put a little Bacteria Buster on a Q-tip, touched the top of the eyelid, and it was only 2 days later and his eye infection was completely gone. Praise the Lord. Okay. I think is it over yet, the break? It was a 10-minute break. So it started at 6:30. It should be almost over. Maybe I should just go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Okay. An independent laboratory in California pulled the flesh-eating bacteria, Beta Hemolytic Strep A and MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, out of their own inventories, got them growing really good, and then dropped drops of Bacteria Buster on them. Wherever the Bacteria Buster hit, it not only gave 100% kill of the bacteria, but also created zones that the bacteria could not grow back into. The owner of a ranch in eastern Montana phoned me a while back. He told me he'd been walking down the alley between his chicken run and his barn at 4:30 in the afternoon with his 10-year-old blue heeler on one side of him and his 1-year-old blue heeler on the other side. He did not see the coil rattlesnake in his path, but his dogs did. The older blue heeler ran out in front of him, grabbed the snake in her mouth, and shook it, trying to kill it. She was bitten by the snake on both sides of her face, and she dropped the snake in pain. Immediately, the young dog grabbed the snake and tried to kill it, and was bitten multiple times, and also dropped the snake. By then, the rancher had grabbed a shovel and killed the snake. Here he was with two snake-bitten dogs at 4:30 in the afternoon. He quickly phoned two different vets trying to get help for his dogs, but both vets told him the same story. Anti-venom is expensive, it's dated, it goes out of date, and then they have to eat the cost. So neither one of these vets had any anti-venom for rattlesnake bite. The vets told him that he might as well forget about the 10-year-old dog. There was no way he would survive, but there was a chance that the younger dog would be extremely sick for days, but might get well and survive. The rancher did not know what to do, but he was prompted to take Bacteria Buster and massage it right into the snake bites of the older dog. When he went to bed that night, the older dog was near death. He laid the dog on the floor near his bed. They figured the dog would die sometime during the night. At 5 a.m. the next morning, the rancher woke up, flipped on the light, and immediately his dog jumped up and was ready to go to work. The rancher examined the dog in amazement. The swelling that had been on both sides of the dog's face from the snake bite was completely gone. The dog was strong and full of energy and not sick anymore. It appeared that the Bacteria Buster had somehow neutralized the rattlesnake venom. Now, I can't tell you that's going to work against rattlesnake venom, but I can tell you that that's what this man reported. I related this story on the Pastor Witch Show a while back, I got a phone call from a man in Central Michigan. He told me that he had a dog who had become extremely sick. He took his dog to the vet. The vet examined the dog and found out why rattlesnake things had gone in to the dog's head just above the dog's eye. And the dog remembered what he had heard on the Pastor Butch show on that broadcast. It was just not too long before. So he took the dog home and massaged Bacteria Buster right into the snake bite. It was the next day that he phoned me. He told me his story, and he told me that the dog was completely well. After massaging the Bacteria Buster into the dog's snake bite, he said the dog was completely well, and he ordered 10 bottles of Bacteria Buster on the spot. A while back, a man called me and told me that his eye was infected and asked if he could put Bacteria Buster in his eye. I told him, no, don't do that. But what you can do, if you want, is put a little Bacteria Buster on a Q-tip and then just touch the top of your eyelid with the Q-tip. He phoned me 2 days later and told me he had put a little Bacteria Buster on a Q-tip, touched the top of the eyelid with the Q-tip, and it was just 2 days later, and his eye infection was completely gone. Praise the Lord. Our phone number, 406-274-7579. 406-274-7579. Feel free to give us a call between 9 and 5 Mountain Time, and there's a good chance that you'll get right through. If not, try again, and we'd be happy to take your call and help you any way we can. A couple of years ago, a lady phoned me to order Bacteria Buster. She told me that her son had just been diagnosed with MRSA. Again, MRSA, or MRSA, is killing more than 50,000 people a year, even years ago. He had sores on his body, which improved after weeks of antibiotic treatment prescribed by his medical doctor, which had not improved after weeks of antibiotic treatment by his medical doctor. When no improvement was made, the doctor ordered further testing and found out that it was MRSA and discovered that MRSA was also in the young man's blood. And the lady told me that we would happy to send her Bacteria Buster, but I urged her to get on American Indian tea to strengthen her son's immune system so that his own body would be stronger to fight the MRSA, wherever it might be trying to grow in his body. She ordered the Bacteria Buster and the American Indian tea. Within 3 weeks, her son's MRSA sores were completely gone, and because he was also drinking American Indian tea, he never got another sore. Praise the Lord. Our phone number, 406-822-7476. 476-822-7476. A while back, a clerk at the local post office showed me her arm where she had been stung by a yellow jacket. The red, angry swelling extended about 10 inches long and about 3.5 inches wide. She told me that she'd been stung by a yellow jacket and was in misery for 3 weeks, and that her current, that her current sting was worse than the previous one. I brought her Bacteria Buster and herbal chest and sinus to strengthen against allergic reaction. I went into the post office, and she showed me her arm. The swelling in her arm was completely gone, and she was extremely happy with the pleasant results. She had saturated sterile gauze with Bacteria Buster and then placed the Bacteria Buster against the sting and wrapped it to hold it in place. And praise the Lord, that was what worked for her. I received a phone call to reorder the American Indian tea a while back. The caller shared with me an interesting story. Several months earlier, he had been up in New England to see a friend who had been diagnosed with lung cancer, which had metastasized and spread to his stomach. Since his friend had shared with him his bad news about his cancer diagnosing, he had brought him the American Indian tea because he thought it might help him. What he saw when he arrived shocked him. The cancer disease had completely destroyed the man's natural color. He was an ashen gray, and my caller described him as a walking dead man. He said, "I just come home to die." 12 years later, I saw my wife die of cancer. She was deathly ill from the chemotherapy and radiation. I saw her suffer greatly from those treatments. They took my life savings, caused her great suffering, and she died anyway. He said, I'm not going to do any of that. I'll just die from the cancer, and I'm not going to use huge sums of money for the extra suffer." Well, my caller gave him the American Indian tea and told him to drink it. And so he did. In a few days, he stopped bleeding from the intestines, continued the botanical, make the tea out of it, to gather the botanical, make the tea out of it, and drink it. And after a period of time, the cancers in his body shrank and finally were gone completely. When I met him, it was several years later, and at that point, he was completely symptom-free of cancer. Spiritually, I knew that this was an answer to my prayers, but being a scientist, I needed to know how and why. So for several months, I examined people's live blood before they drank the American Indian tea and then after. In every case, I saw a remarkable increase in the numbers and strengths of a particular T cell called a neutrophil. Neutrophils are polymorphic. They're amoeboid in shape, meaning they can change shape as they need to, like an amoeba, to help fight against problems and help heal the body. I believe they are commanded by the Creator to heal the body and give the intelligence and ability to do that. For example, if you were to drop a brick on your foot, within a minute or two, I believe there would be neutrophils from all over your body down to your foot to give first aid. So, at any rate, and a man at age 64 had sores on his legs. He'd had them there for about 10 years. After about 1 month of drinking American Indian tea and using the Bacteria Buster topically, the sores went away. And the man's wife also had an ovarian cyst, very painful. After drinking American Indian tea, that ovarian cyst went away also. Here's a letter from Arizona. "Dear Dr. Ron, my daughter was bitten by a dog on her arm. The bite became infected. She was bacteria buster on the infected dog bite. Within 24 hours, the infection appeared greatly improved, and short days later was completely cleared up. Our relatives have a dog that was bitten by a rattlesnake. The dog was extremely sick, but with the use of Bacteria Buster on the snake bite, the dog survived. I'm almost 82 years old, and I attribute my continued good health to faithfully drinking the American Indian tea. Thank you so very much." Well, praise the Lord that we've been blessed with these examples of Bacteria Buster, of American Indian tea, and also I mentioned herbal mender. Herbal mender is an herbal material that you can massage into your body that has been damaged by bruise and you can rub that in. It will help the bruise go away. That's why we call it herbal mender, because it literally stimulates damaged cells to get well. Years ago, I lost two family members to cancer. One was 35 years old. The other was only 21. I saw them so thick from chemotherapy that they couldn't eat. And after that, they lost all their hair from chemotherapy. I felt extremely helpless. I wanted to help them, but I could not, because I had not been blessed with gifts from God, the gifts from God, Bacteria Buster, and Herbal Mender at that point. I had nothing to help with systemic infection or cancer. When both passed away quickly, I began to pray that I'd be guided to be something that would be helpful against systemic infection and cancer. Within 2 weeks, I was guided to a Native American who told me his story. He had cancer that had spread so far through his body, the doctors had sent him home to die. He was told that he had about 2 weeks to live. He went to a tribal medicine man and said to him, "I still have four children at home. I don't want to die yet. Isn't there something I can do?" The medicine man told him, "Yes, there is." He took him out in the wilderness and showed him a botanical, told him to gather it, make the tea out of it, and drink it. So the man did. And a few days later, the man stopped bleeding from the intestines. He continued to gather the botanical, make it into a tea, and drink it. Over a period of time, all the cancers in his body shrank and finally were gone entirely. When I met him, it was several years later, and at that point, he was completely symptom-free of cancer. Spiritually, I know that this was the answer to my prayers, but being a scientist, I had to need to know how and why. So for several months, I examined people's live blood under a dark field microscope before they drank the American tea, Indian tea, and then after. In every case, I saw a remarkable increase in numbers and strengths of a particular T cell called a neutrophil. The neutrophils are polymorphic, they are amoeboid in shape, and they... That means they are continually changing shape. And thank you again for joining us tonight. God bless you, and feel free to give us a call.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.